We're recording. It's Jamie Hepburn, MSP, Minister for Employability and Training. Well, in our manifesto that we presented at the Scottish Parliament election in May, we made a clear commitment to publishing a new labour market strategy within the first 100 days of the administration. I'm very delighted to say we've hit that target. And key to this strategy is not only ensuring that we have a workforce that is fit to ensure that we can increase productivity, grow our economy, but also ensure that we have a fairer workplace as well. Well, of course, we know that where we can spread the benefits of employment, ensure that employment's well remunerated, that people feel it's fulfilling work, there are wider societal benefits, but there are also wider economic benefits, and the income that people take home will be recycled back into the economy, and that can further increase job opportunities as well. So it's a virtuous cycle. So as part of this strategy today, we are able to confirm that we're investing over £800,000 in a range of specific measures, £500,000 supporting the work of the Fair Work Convention that has already been underway, £200,000 to support the National Action Plan for Responsible Business, and a variety of other funding to help support this agenda, such as supporting and sponsoring Fair Work Employer of the Year, a new award. So we'll be taking forward a range of measures to try and ensure that Fair Work agenda working in tandem with the Fair Work Convention that's already underway. Yeah, so what's quite critical here is that we need to ensure we're raising productivity. We know we've some way to go in that regard. We know that in the performance table, as it were, of nations in terms of productivity, there are some of our competitor nations, some of our near neighbours, doing rather better in that regard. And it's important that we increase productivity, because we know that those societies that have higher levels of productivity are also more equitable and fairer societies too. Well, of course, we still have the work underway from the Scottish Government, with the authority of the backing of the Scottish Parliament, to explore ways in which Scotland can continue to benefit by its existing relationship with the EU. The Scottish Government didn't support the referendum process, didn't support Scotland being withdrawn against our will, as the referendum results indicated, being withdrawn from the EU. So we'll be continuing that work. But I suppose this does speak to the need for a labour market strategy that's responsive to circumstances as they arise. So another part of the strategy is establishing a strategic group that will comprise members from business, from the third sector, from the public sector, from academia, and trade union representation too, so that they can be involved in informing Scottish Government ministers about whether the strategy as is drafted is still responsive to the circumstances we find going forward. Well, of course, we know through the Smith Commission process that there is being some additional powers being devolved in relation to employment programmes, and again, within the strategy we make reference to that. We want to ensure that we use those new powers to better align employability support in Scotland, to ensure that we are spreading the reach of those that we know who need assistance to get into employment, and it can help make sure that people end up in jobs to help have a sustainable labour market, have a sustainable workforce, and ensure that people can benefit by being in employment. No, I don't think so. Yep.